As we come tonight to our fourth message, I just wanted to take a moment and just acknowledge how blessed we are in our country. So kind of get a reference. What is one thing, you can raise your hand and tell me, what is one thing in your life that God has blessed you with? No one has anything? Haley, go ahead. A house? Anybody else? Sunita? Christian family? My grandpa's pointing at his wife. Miss Patty?
Healing in my life.
Healing? There's so many things that we can have in our life that we are blessed with, but there's actually one specific thing that I'm looking for, and actually before I say that, we have a big object in our daily life that we slumber in, we consume food in, we lodge in, we relax in, and find protection in. Anybody know what that is? Also known as a house. Good job, everybody. You guys are doing great tonight. Haley got it first try. I was hoping nobody would say it, but that's okay. I kind of came up with some weird language right there. But anyway, just as we go to a physical place to find protection and refuge, there's another way that we can find refuge and protection. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 56. Psalms 56. While you're turning there, I just want to, in our daily life, just kind of don't take it for granted that we can be blessed and that we have these things. And we're going to look at that today, but I'm going to go ahead and start reading. It says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down thy people, O Lord. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. His word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" You want me to use the pulpit mic?
Awesome.
Okay. So we find in these verses many instances of this man who wrote this crying out to the Lord about all his enemies. Yet he also says that he can trust God. If I were to title this message, I would title it as "God is our refuge." All caps, because it's better. Let's look at these first four verses. It says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God will I praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." We see the first point here. When the enemy attacks, verse 1, it's talking about this man who's crying unto God. He's saying, he's crying unto God for mercy. There's men that are trying to swallow him up. And this word swallow means to utterly destroy or to be destroyed or consumed. This writer could very well be talking about physically and spiritually. But when we look at the time when he was writing, I think he's talking about physically. There's so many wars going on. There's so many battles. There are enemies everywhere. And so when he refers to enemies, I think he's being literal. But in our life, we don't really have a lot of enemies, at least that we know about, but there definitely are spiritual enemies. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is always looking for some way to stunt our growth with God and stop our relationship with him. If you think about it, if you already aren't following God and don't care about what he says, why would the devil need to attack you? And think about it like this. The more the devil wants to stop you, the more you know you're doing the right thing for God. There's so many things that the devil can attack us with. And it might seem overwhelmed. This man, he's crying unto God. He's seeming overwhelmed. So what do we do when we seem overwhelmed and don't know where to go? It says it right here in verses 3 through 4. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. We can go to the one who can protect us from our enemies if we only trust him and cry out to him. When there's an obstacle too big for you, go to the Almighty One. When there are too many enemies surrounding you, go to the All-Powerful One. When there are fears about the future, go to the One All-Knowing. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Do we really trust God? America puts the phrase on its currency, in God we trust. Yet you look at America and ask, do they really? Do we really trust God? As a Christian, we should trust God in everything. And when we do, we know that God will be there when we need a place of comfort, a place of refuge, and a place of peace. And if you're saved, no one can take that away from us, not even our enemies. In verse 5 through 7, it says, every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down thy people, O Lord. The writer here describes the enemy as always thinking about harming or doing evil to him. They lie in wait to trap him, and they try not to be noticed as a stalker lurk behind him. My second point is when the enemy lurks. God is our refuge when the enemy lurks. This time, I think the writer is referring to spiritual mindset because he can't really know their thoughts, but he can definitely think about it in spiritual ways. I believe these enemies that he's talking about, these spiritual enemies, are demons or fallen angels that are always trying to get people to sin. Because the devil, who is not omniscient, he's not everywhere, unlike the Lord, cannot be everywhere and at the same time. And so he uses these demons and angels to kind of do his work for him in a sense. Just as the psalmist writes that he has enemies always watching him and trying to do him harm, we too as Christians are going to have enemies and demons and angels who will hate us and think evil thoughts about us and try and do stuff to hinder our walk with God. But the writer says that if we cry unto God, our enemies will turn away and leave because we will be in the refuge of God. I love what he says at the end of verse 9 through 11. He says, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Man, God is for me. That's just a huge statement. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. We can know without a shadow of a doubt that if we run to God, he will help us. We do not have to be afraid of what men can do because we have put our trust in the Lord. What a great message of salvation. And this ties into my third point, when we accept him. God is our refuge when we accept him, or if we accept him. Verse 12 through 13 says, thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of living? The psalmist says that God's vows, or you can call these vows promises, are upon him. When we accept Christ, he promises to never leave us nor forsake us. He will always be there for us, and he will never leave us. He will never refuse us, and we can never lose those promises that he has made toward us. Isn't that just a wonderful thought? Every single promise that he's made toward us, he'll never back down on those promises. He'll never let them go. He then says that we should always pray for him, praise him. The psalmist says it multiple times, in God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word. Why? It says it right there. Verse 13, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he gave us the gift of life. And once we accept that gift, we can never lose it. Because of that gift, we will never have to go to hell. Yes, unless the Lord doesn't come in your lifetime, we will have to face an earthly death. But we have hope that after we die, we will live with him in heaven. Look down again in 13. It says, wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? He says, will he deliver us from falling so that we can walk before him? And the answer to that is yes. He will deliver us as long as we accept him and he will give us a place of refuge. God is my refuge. October 22nd, 2015, God became my refuge. He became a place that I can run to, that I can go when I'm scared, when I'm struggling, when I don't know what to do, when the world is coming around me, trying to attack me. God became my refuge. A house can protect us, but it can't protect us from the devil. It can't protect us from those demons. It even can't protect us from the world. Only God can. God is my refuge that I can go to. Is he yours? If not, you need to get that settled. Talk to someone tonight and make him your place of refuge. Trust me. If you don't, you're going to miss out. You need a place of refuge when everyone comes around trying to attack you and bring you down and destroy you. And you need a place of refuge that you can go to, that someone will be there for you, that someone will give you peace and comfort you when it's hard. Make that place of refuge God tonight. God is my refuge. I hope he will be yours too.